fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
We will get to Mike Lindell spending $825,000 to do a recount of an election he lost by 45,000 votes. I'd like you to text in other ways that Mike Lindell could have lit $825,000 on fire. Text those in at 651-461-9226. We'll talk about that in about 10 minutes. But first, I want to get to Minnesota as the center of the outdoor universe. It's not as crazy as it sounds. And in fact, over the next couple of days, there are hundreds of outdoor gear brands, outdoor retailers in town for this industry conference called Outdoor Retailer. And normally, like, I'm not all that geeked up about an industry conference, right? Who's tingling over an industry conference? Nobody. But the idea of Minnesota figuring out, all right, like, yeah, we know we've got the Boundary Waters, we've got all of our lakes, but there is an interest in how do we make this state a mecca, maybe not quite like, you know, the Pacific Northwest, but our own thing. So to talk about that, I want to bring in two experts. Both are working on this for Minnesota, both part of this outdoor retailer conference going on in Minnesota. Travis Tufte and Stephen Reginald, both with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
Excellent. Stephen, let's start with you. Does Minnesota have a legitimate claim to this sort of mantle, if you will, of being the center of this?
Yeah, over the last year, we assembled this Minnesota Outdoor Business Alliance and really pulled together this force that is the outdoor gear industry in this state, which is a $13 billion industry, kind of a sleeper, but bigger than you think. And then the ethos of this state and the access to the outdoor environment makes it just kind of a perfect fit for this trade show.
Travis, you're part of this new group that's been founded here in Minnesota to talk about this idea. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I actually am tingling for a trade show, Jason.
Yeah, it takes all types, Travis. I don't know.
So I'm actually roaming around our Minnesota pavilion right now, where Stephen mentioned we collected 27 of our friends across the state and varying layers of the outdoor industry. So we have, you know, gear manufacturers from touching almost every corner. And our organization was brought forth to pull a unified voice for all of those brands. So when I talk to my counterparts in other states, they have some business industry background, but we have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to companies who have been manufacturing gear, working in guiding and any other phases of the industry, tech companies.
Give us some examples, Travis, because your alliance is called the Minnesota State Outdoor Business Alliance. And I think we sort of vaguely, you're like, okay, I know we've got, what are the companies that you're representing?
So I'm walking by a Surly Moonlander, which is a QBP, Quality Bicycle Products bike, a couple of wild bikes, which are manufactured in Minneapolis, a space trailer manufactured right in Red Wing, a Winona canoe with a cute little dog mannequin with the stunt puppy life jacket. All of these companies are based here, manufacturing here. Some of these companies have gone to 30 plus outdoor retailer shows, and we have come together as a shared collective to show. If you're coming tomorrow, Jason, we want you to walk in the door, take a look to your left, and see the prowess of our industry. A lot of these companies have been around for a long time, but a lot of companies are still popping up. So we have the legacy brands like Red Wing Shoes, Intersteed, Winona Canoe, like I mentioned, Sanborn Canoe, Winnebago, Chad Reese, one of our board members.
Yeah.
And all the way back to Svensaw, how did Linnea phrase this before, Stephen? It's the oldest and the first foldable, or the finest and the first foldable saw for all of the adventures of the Boundary Water. So,
Stephen, when
everybody's kind of coming together.
And I know, Stephen, you've been like an adventurous and outdoor guy for years on the internet before it was maybe as cool as it is now. What, when you look at the potential for Minnesota, what is it? How does that picture look for you?
I think some of the sleeper experiences are like mountain biking in this state. It's actually world class, and you can even just go over to Theolworth Park, and there's 15 miles of single track trail that is, anybody that at any level can bike there.
Yeah, so it's really cool.
There are kind of those urban outdoor accessible opportunities, and then obviously Lake Superior, Boundary Waters, et al., kind of the big wilderness experiences. So it's sort of the full package.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Travis, when you look at the future of Minnesota, the article that Allie Kaplan at the Minnesota Star Tribune did the other day talked about sort of the difference between like the hardcore outdoor mountain climber, rock climber, that sort of bit, and the recreation outdoor person that's maybe they're looking at it from a more fun perspective. Is that what you see as the Minnesota opportunity? Obviously, we don't have mountains, So I feel like
we have one mountain, Jason. We have one.
What, Spirit Mountain? Is that which one?
I air quoted when I said that.
Exactly. Yeah, there's a tall hill in St. Paul where the witch's water tower is on top. But there is a casual love of the outdoors that I think residents, maybe we take for granted how cool it is, you know?
We absolutely do. I mean, like I said, when you start thinking of, you know, people don't necessarily look at maybe, well, I certainly do. Stephen does. Stephen decided to start his company here for a reason, at the Minnesota Star Tribune, if I might add. These companies all, the reason that they have forged their companies here are because they are outdoor recreation enthusiasts themselves. I mean, every single one of these people are adventurers, but they're also making products that help people intro to, you know, to adventuring and meet anybody where they're at. So the opportunity is vast. I mean, you think of some of the heritage brands like, Red Wing Shoes, Frost River.
Yeah.
And those, you know, a portion of their business is geared toward heritage or lifestyle,
sure,
consumers. But a good chunk of those, most everybody has the enthusiast faction and then also the, you know, the more approachable recreation faction. The opportunity here for us is kind of collecting everyone under one roof and helping not just our state, but helping the country, who's descending on our crown jewel of urban adventuring in Minneapolis this week, and showing them that, hey, we've all been here all along, actually.
Yeah.
And we're coming together to tell you what we're about.
Because you've got, obviously, like Dick's Sporting Goods, REI, some of the big outdoor retailers, but then pretty much, you know, anybody who wants to be discovered is there. And then you also have people who have been discovered, GoPro, Yeti, both discovered at this convention. So this is why there is some tingling, perhaps, Travis. This is maybe, I'm being convinced.
Our just for a background, so Outdoor Business Alliances are, we're one of 25 or 26 across the country. Mm-hmm. And one of the blueprint or model for this would be Maine Outdoor Brands, who's also here this week. We're kind of trying to be like that, but bringing, you know, all of these brands have their own footing in their respective industries. But I'll use something that illustrates our purpose, which Gabe Heron, from one of the owners of Wintergreen Northernwear up in Ely, said to me when we first started connecting and getting them involved, and they're here this week. He said, "As long as everybody in Minnesota knows about us, we will be fine. We will have enough business." And so that's kind of our mission, is to make sure that everybody in the state of Minnesota knows that some people might not even know they're here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
They might use these products, but they don't realize that they're actually manufactured right here in Minnesota.
A lot of money to be made. Could be a really cool thing for the state, and certainly the fact that we have all these people from all over the country here as part of the outdoor.
It's a big deal, man.
It's pretty big good. Going on the next couple
been
days.
To about 65 outdoor retailers. Is that right, Stephen?
Yeah, pretty much last 20 years every show. So it's amazing. Amazing to see it come to my home turf here.
And Stephen, the goal is for this thing to be a permanent home here, or at least for a long stretch, which would be a big deal, right?
Yeah, the show organizers love Minneapolis. They've received a huge welcome, and the next couple of days will be proof that this is hopefully the permanent home for this show. I also want to add, you know, we don't toot our horns in this state, but we produce, you know, Jesse Diggins and Lindsey Vonn and Will Steger and Lonnie Dupree and all these National Geographic explorers and Olympians. And this is a true hardcore outdoor state. And we got to really kind of stand up and straight our backs and admit that.
Really good. Stephen Reginald, Travis Tufte, talking about the outdoor retailer opportunity, really, for Minnesota. And we love talking about that on the show. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jason. We'll see you tomorrow.
Pretty cool. Good stuff. They're really trying to get me to go to the outdoor. When you think great outdoorsmen, honestly, where am I on the Mount Rushmore? Would you say we heard about some of the Minnesota, the true icon?
You know where that observation post is about a mile and a half away from Mount Rushmore? That'd be about.
I'm an outdoor appreciator, put it that way. Drive time back in a minute. We will talk about Mike Lindell lighting money on fire. What else could he do equally dumb with $825,000? We'll talk about that in just a minute.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.